Good morning and welcome to our Morning Manna podcast. Advertising is quite interesting, right? Where we hear ads, where we've heard them over and over again, and they could be years ago. There's an ad that I can remember that's probably when I was nine, and maybe some of you that might be as old as me might remember this ad. How do you spell relief? And of course, the response was R-O-L-A-I-D-S, Rolaids, you know? And I can repeat that 55 years later. So what God wants to do is he wants us in our word, in his word, so regularly that that's what comes to mind when we're living our lives. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, let's pray. So Father, thank you. Thank you for your tremendous love. That, Lord, you reach into the cesspool of life and you rescue us. You don't just pull us out, Lord, but you cleanse us and you give us new life. We have new purpose. And part of that is the beginning of the way in which you transform our minds, that we might prove what the will of God is, something that is good and acceptable and perfect. That is your will. That's your desire for us as we follow you. So, Lord, bless our time now as we follow you in your word. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey, so before we jump into Proverbs chapter 8, we got to set, the stage a little bit. Because in the first seven chapters, it's all about Solomon teaching his sons. And then it begins to change in chapters 8 and 9. We start getting more meat from a standpoint of what does wisdom look like. So first seven chapters, Chapter 1 is, hear, my son, your father's instruction. Chapter 2, my son, if you receive my words, so it's up to us to receive these words. My son, do not forget, and recall them, think about them, meditate on them. Chapter 4, hear, O sons, a father's instruction. It's like he's repeating himself, but he's not. You know, there's a lot that I need to share with you because life is complex. And I want to walk with you through this life because you're going to run into challenges. Next, chapter 5, my son, be attentive. We got to pay attention, right? We have to be intentional about the things that we do, but we have to pay attention to the things that are around us. Am I paying attention? And how do I then make determinations of the things that are happening around me? What's most important? What should I be a part of? What shouldn't I be a part of? What type of a decision do I make? And God's word provides wisdom for us to make that decision. You're going to find that out in chapter 8. Chapter 6, my son, if you have. I love God's kindness in the fact that if you have failed, and we all have. Oh, man, we don't just invite Jesus into our lives and read his word and we're perfect. No, we continually battle in life because of the challenges. And so what it does, it teaches us how to depend upon him, to put our trust in him, but to seek him first. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, God wants us seeking him first, and all these things will be added unto us, right? So what things? His wisdom, his insight, his understanding, his sovereignty of the end from the beginning. He knows it all, right? We've talked about that. Chapter 7, my son, keep my words. Hold on to them. Live them, right? That's what he's talking about. So it's much like a dad who wants to be intentionally engaged with his son or his daughter. Parents, can I encourage you, be intentional about speaking into your children's lives, acknowledging who they are to you and what you see in them, and then speak the truth of God's word to them. Don't preach at them. Win them by, here's what God's word is doing in my life. Tell them about the things that you've been challenged with and how you read God's word and God speaks to you, because he will. He promises that if we seek him, he will be found by us. So, anyway, in order for us to speak truth, we have to know truth, right? K-N-O-W, know, truth. So how do we do that? We have to spend time with God. We have to spend time in his word. Whether you get audible Bible or you read and comprehend what it says in his Bible, but do it, right? Because we need to know him and allow him to transform us and to be more like him, right? Just as a reminder, Romans chapter 12. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect." God transforms our mind. We don't fix ourselves. I've heard many people say, "Oh, I need to go work on myself." You know, and it's like, no, don't go work on yourself. Can I encourage you? Allow God to work in you through His Word, by His Spirit, because that's what He does. John 14:26 says this. He says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So as we spend time, it's like, man, I can't remember that passage, whatever. God, what was that? God will remind us of those things by His Holy Spirit, because we want to get free. We want to get free from the things of bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander and malice and hurting people with these tongues of ours, or words and our tones and our actions. But be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. That's God's heart. And so, hey, let's jump into Proverbs chapter 8. I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, but we've got a little bit of time, so let's jump in there. Let's take a look at what God has for us, and as we begin to change into the transition of wisdom in our lives. Verse 1, "Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice on the heights beside the way? At the crossroads she takes her stand, beside the gates in the front of the town, at the entrance of the portal she cries out." So God's not bashful about sharing His wisdom. It says in James, if you lack wisdom, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men, without reproach. There's no precondition that you have to meet in order for God to give you His wisdom. We just have to ask, but we also have to trust, right? So it says, "To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. Hear, and I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right, for my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted, crooked to them." Can I just say, we can trust in what God's Word has for us, this thing called the Bible, because it's truth that sets us free. Verse 9, "They are all straight to him who understands." Verse 12, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence." So there's understanding. It says, how do I apply this? I need to be prudent about my life. I need to understand things like evil. Verse 17, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me." Verse 20, "I walk in the way of righteousness, in the path of justice, granting an inheritance to those who love me and filling their treasuries." God has an inheritance for us. And what that inheritance is Him. There's nothing more greater than being with Christ. You know, I think I'm going to pull up right there and we're going to stop. I would encourage you to continue on reading in chapter 8, because you're going to get to the end and it's going to say this, "And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors, for whoever finds me finds life. But he who fails to find me injures himself, and all who hate me love death." So might I say, love life and enjoy the Word of God. God bless you, and thank you for joining me today.